where I live west of Tallahassee, we have 5 acres in the woods, so we're constantly in battle with all animals, but we're really in battle with the armadillo. Do you have armadillos here?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're missing it. It's like impervious animal
not,
that cares nothing about
it. Here
they
not,
don't.
They've never been native to here either.
Oh, they're not native to anywhere. They were born in hell. Yeah, they you can barely kill them, and there's nothing you can do to them, and they know you can't stop them, and they move through the night. They make as much noise as possible in the woods. They're like, come get me, sucker, you know? So, yeah, it's like a constant war. So this poem is about... Well, I don't actually kill the armadillos. There's not a single armadillo hurt in this poem. But it really talks about it a lot. Okay. Verbs for armadillos. Skulk, maraud, plunder. Morning we enter the garden and survey their effects. Mulch and straw pushed aside, holes dug for grubs. It's not the rooting of hogs or the long scar of a backhoe. But we fenced and fortified against their hunger, and hunger always wins. Fence, fortify, encase, enclose. I walk the fence looking for signs of tunneling and think of Steve McQueen. Find likely spots where fence does not meet the ground, where magnolia leaves are crushed and pine straw driven into the soil. I carry scraps of fencing, a roll of baling wire, my fence pliers, and set to work mending, digging this patch of fence below the earth. Damage, ravage, destroy, dismember. The armadillo's monthly damage isn't worth all the worry. The cutting and twisting nicks on my knuckles this beating of our breasts. Late in summer, there's little for them to damage, but the idea of their breaching our fences, their inevitable coming, defeating all our superior effort, makes us cry damn them and talk of trapping mothballs of panther piss. Then I pee along the fence. I think of leaving the dogs out all night and living out there with them. Flashlight, machete, baseball bat, waiting. We will be a legion of armadillo hunters. We will need some moon, half to full, so that everything beyond sight is not black, not past the edge of the earth. We will sit and listen, then attack. Dogs and I coming down on the dillos like Braveheart, faces painted blue. The dogs running the dillos down, ripping their soft bellies open. I get the slow ones, club them like melons. Decamp, draggle, deface, debauch. What good will this carnage do? Our small force of 4 may win one night, but they are many. An army, reinforcements across the creek beyond the hills. Count the dead on the roadside and imagine battalions still to come. How many nights can we forswear sleep for killing before we are not fit to live in our house? We might sit and dream of slaughter, but fencing and mending, lamentation and curses, that's more our way. So we sleep all night with windows closed and the AC. The dillos dance, dawdle, boar, and grub.